every Friday night after the League of Ireland games, a place for you to come to give your opinion, to vent. And there's a little button down on the left-hand corner where you can say that you want to talk.
Catch League of Ireland Late Night, Friday nights at 10 on Twitter Spaces. Follow at Off the Ball.
Some of these critics, these pundits.
I absolutely adore them, lads. I have unbelievable time for them, but they're a great bunch, but it's not acceptable.
They like to play the hard man when they're on it. It's not very pleasant when you're trying to manage a team. All you're looking for is a bit of civility and a bit of decency, but they just dismiss you like you know, you have nothing to do with the bloody occasion.
All right, well, Tommy, good morning to you.
Morning, lads.
Morning.
How you
get on? Morning, lads.
Tommy's excited. He's buzzing. Big one this weekend, Tommy.
Massive. Yeah. We're all set to go in Navan. Big game. Yeah. The only game that matters this weekend.
Up in Bruce Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Buzzing. Yeah, you going yourself?
No. Have we got any sense of how this madness is going? Have we got any table of what the latest... Let's not linger too much on that. Owen's ahead and everything else we don't need to worry about. Right, on to the quick picks for this weekend. Mm. We're going to kick off with Armagh, Kildare. And listen, let's put it on the record. Kildare have done exceptionally well.
Oh, okay.
They've done exceptionally well. They've got exceptional players, haven't they? I mean, and a win in this game kills any relegation threat for them. And listen, let's just all accept that. And they might need it here, given some of the fixtures that are upcoming for them. But let's acknowledge that they've done exceptionally well and that they have a real check against Armagh. I'm giving them a real check. I'm going for Armagh. We're all going for Armagh, according to the graphic. And logic says Armagh, Tommy.
Logic does say Armagh, Adrian, but I've noticed a trend when I've gone back through the scores for the quick picks. You can see you're on 35% and I'm on 50-odd percent. Anytime myself and yourself have gone against the grain and we've picked the same, a different team than the others, it hasn't gone very well for us. So
I think often it's a grain of sand, Tommy, I don't mind saying.
Safety in numbers here, Adrian, is what I'm thinking. I feel like Armagh, not that they took the foot off the gas against Mayo last week, but they took a couple of chances. They played Eden Rafferty in goals, who is a midfielder slash half forward. That seemed to work. It was an interesting experiment by McGeaney, and it's probably an option for down the line if they needed it at any stage. They possibly should have beaten Mayo, but Mayo had taken a couple of chances to play a few kids that day as well. Frank Irwin got his debut. Sam Callanan, who still didn't his leaving cert, started. He brought on some serious stars off the bench that day. Real, real strong footballers off the bench. It's noticeably a stronger Mayo team that we might get to in a minute. I just feel like on form, Armagh are flying. Kildare are doing really well. It's going to be a really good game, really competitive. I think Kildare might need to dig out a win from their last two games to be able to stay up here. I'm not sure they're going to get it above an Armagh. The Newbridge factor is massive for Kildare. And while you may have been a bit of a doubter, a few of us were calling Kildare to beat Dublin. I definitely was anyway, from very early on in Newbridge in the league this year. So Newbridge factor is massive. I think Armagh are winning this one.
Yeah.
You don't get extra points for calling it before the week of it, Tommy.
That's and, fair, Owen.
And also,
We might bring that rule in.
That was more, I would argue, and like, look, I've got the shovel out, admittedly, that was more to do with Dublin than it was to do with Kildare, but that's just my view on it. Go on, Owen, yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, you're talking about Andy Farrell and his kind of determination to prove England wrong this weekend. Is there going to be a similar sense with Kieran McGeaney this weekend, looking to prove Kildare wrong? You know, that fateful night where he lost his managerial role by a single vote. Like, there might be a bit of that. But I think what's closer to home is that I think Kildare can look at Armagh and look at the one that got away and say to themselves, how do we learn from this? And I think that one of the big things that people can learn from what Kieran McGeaney has done so far at Armagh is how long it has taken him to get to this point. Like, I mean, he is one of the longest serving managers in inter-county football. For a while, it looked like they wouldn't be able to pick out a meaningful win at all. And now all of a sudden, they're holding their own in Division 1. It has been slow progress, but it has been progress. And I think a lot of people know how quickly you can start going backwards in Gaelic games. So I think Kildare, they're onto a really good management ticket at the moment. There will probably be setbacks, but I think they can look at Armagh and say, listen, you kind of ride those out and you'll probably reach a higher plane over the course of the next 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah, and just on that logic point, Will, finally on that one, Kildare are double the odds of Armagh to win the All-Ireland, right? I mean, neither are going to win it, but I'm just trying to give a bit of context to the logic point.
Neither can win it. Just before Will jumps in there, Adrian, that's a dangerous line to throw out this year.
Hang on a second.
Adrian, that's dangerous.
You're, I mean, I'll give you a little bit of a conversation about Armagh, but you're surely not talking about Kildare winning the All-Ireland.
No, I'm not talking about Kildare, but Armagh are definitely in that mini group of bolters that could come from nowhere and do something this year. Because
they could, but I can't see them winning it.
I'm not saying they're going to win the All-Ireland, Adrian, but didn't you say a few weeks ago that Longford definitely wouldn't beat Westmeath?
Move on, Will, move on. Next topic. I still have a stream of Longford people in my timeline that I need to get back to.
Right. It does feel like maybe the break came at a bad time for Kildare. They're one of the teams that would have probably fancied having a game straight off the back of beating Dublin and Newbridge. Mm. But, look, we've had some very entertaining games with Armagh, particularly at home. Thinking back about that Armagh-Monaghan game a few weeks ago as well. So I'm hoping it's kind of somewhere in that round that, you know, Kildare can really push them. Kildare have to take some heart as well from the fact that they went up to Omagh, albeit against the Tyrone team who were missing some of their frontline players, but still probably should have won that game as well. Just when we talk about, you know, the factor of Newbridge and how important home advantage is, you know, they've gone to the home of the All-Ireland champions and given them a right rattle this year already. I think, look, in fairness, Armagh didn't lose a whole lot in defeat last time out before the break, and they have, as Tommy said, been in really good form. They beat Dublin at Croke Park this year. They probably should have beaten Monaghan that night as well. And this will just... It's one of those things. Kildare are scrapping for their lives, and they're going to go up and give this a right good fight, but I think Armagh probably by 2 or 3 points.
Okay. Kerry, Mayo, let's see. What have we got... Podcast listeners, Tommy, Will and myself have gone for Kerry, and Owen has gone for Mayo.
Peak Yarra.
Not at all. So this one was going to be, I changed my prediction last minute. Joe Conroy, who puts our beautiful graphics together, will be able to tell you that. So I had this down as a tight one anyway. You know, Kerry missing potentially half of their starting backs this weekend anyway. Paul Murphy, Dan Donoghue, Gavin White probably not going to play. I still thought that even in that context, they would have had enough. But my sources say that there is going to be a big piece of team news before the ball is thrown in. And the piece of team news is so significant that it has swung the game in Mayo's favour, in my
eyes. Hold on a second here, Owen. I'm planning to drive down to Tralee on Saturday to watch this game. Should I not bother going if David Clifford isn't going to be there?
I cannot comment.
I cannot confirm or deny. Blink twice, Owen. Blink twice if Clifford is not starting.
If it's David Clifford or Sean O'Shea, maybe just drop me a text early on Saturday.
It's Clifford. It's got to be Clifford, Tommy. He's not giving this build-up. I mean, as good as Sean O'Shea is.
I will happily drop you a text after the show, Tommy. The reason why I don't want to say it now is because I don't want to poison the people of Ireland with fake news. I will happily fess up next week, even if I'm wrong, even if my information was wrong. But in the build-up to the game,
I think given your insider trading, I think we should all be given a, you know, late opportunity to change our prediction based on your insider trading here. Because
you've got to go do work. Go do your journalism. Go do your digging yourself.
There is a big case for Mayo here. Like, I was thinking sort of regardless of that, but having touched on it a bit earlier on, Will, just with the players that are coming back in there, they've blooded some young players. Like, they've been, I was going to say, quietly going about their business. The job that James Horan is doing there to put them in an even stronger position, keeping Oisin Mullen, the young players they've blooded. You look at the quality player that's coming back in for this weekend, like we're including the conversation about this weekend, but in the bigger picture, the job that's going on there quietly is puts them really in the frame, doesn't it, for later in the year?
Yeah, look, they're in the frame to qualify for a league final as well, particularly if they were to pick up a win on Saturday night. I'm a bit disappointed if Clifford is out, because I was looking forward to see who Mayo were going to detail on him, because Oisin Mullen is named to start as right wing back, I think, in the team that was released yesterday. And I was wondering if Mullen was going to pick Clifford up. But Owen has definitely heavily hinted to the fact that David Clifford won't be playing, and then Sean O'Shea won't.
Don't be rushing to the conclusion of what the news is, please. Because if you're saying that you are suspected to be spreading fake
information. As in, please stop talking about David Clifford not playing. That's what you want to say. The two lads are texting each other there, Will. You can see the smiles and the eyes going. No.
This
clip is probably going to go horrifically wrong if it goes online now and then David Clifford plays tomorrow.
I think rumours aside, I think the middle third is going to be a fascinating battle in this game. I think, as Adrian alluded to there, some players are back that you'd call heavy hitters. Aidan O'Shea is starting in centre forward. Dermot O'Connor is one of the most informed players in the country. He's been unbelievable the last couple of weeks. Ruan and Flynn it's going to be interesting to see how they get on in midfield against Kerry's duo. Who do you think is going to play in midfield? Is it going to be Jack Barry, Dermot O'Connor? Is Adrian Spillane going to start as well, Owen? You'd be expecting a bigger unit than, you know, we saw against Kildare. It was three lads around 5'8", 5'9" on that half forward line, and they suffered because of it. You can't imagine they'd do that again this weekend against Mayo.
No, they've completely changed it, haven't they? Adrian's plan going into the half-forward line and having to... What happened there was, wasn't it the Nagel lads weren't available that week, so you had Spillane coming back to midfield. So, yes, the three lads you mentioned there, they're all bankers to start at the moment. It'd be interesting to see how that actually forms once Gavin White is back, because I think that he could be an option in midfield, and obviously when David Moran is back. But that half-forward line is bigger now. Adrian Spillane has been the sort of under-the-radar Kerry star of 2022 so far.
Shane on YouTube is wondering if I was the only person who picked Sligo against Cavan last week, and I'm pretty sure that was true. I got double yarrowed by the Sligo lads in the office.
Well, to be fair, I think the problem you had there was you didn't change your pick. I changed my pick.
Oh, after the fact?
That week off.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah,
the week off, the original fixture. I think you just got to reassess.
I like to form an opinion, Tommy, and stick with it no matter what. All prevailing factors thereafter. Tyrone Dublin, what have we got? Surely it's all sweep, clean sweep, and it is. Very little case to be made for Dublin, Will, other than that there has to be a response at some point or another. I see Fitzmaurice was saying this week that if they could just fix... Now, look, he's saying if they could just fix their kickouts, everything would be just about right. And I see Kieran Whelan saying this morning, if they could just start to score a few goals, everything would be just about right. There's a lot of ifs.
Both reasonably fundamental points to the way that a team would play the game as well, Adrian. I think we'll sort out how we get primary possession from our own kick out and put the ball in the net. Look, obviously scoring and creating goal chances have been an issue throughout. Certainly plenty of, again, if we're in the realm of rumours, that McCarthy might actually start for Dublin this week, and also the speculation he might be their captain for the season. So obviously that would be a big boost. Like, we're kind of waiting for McCarthy and Conn to come back into the team. And the feeling would be that when they come back in, this might just raise the level up a little bit, because, you know, those who've been around for a while have been struggling for form a little bit. That has been an issue in these first four games or so that we've seen from Dublin. You're kind of wondering when it will click. Like, we, at the start of the year, we kind of wrote off the Armagh results to a certain extent and went, don't worry, it'll be fine. Then they'll go to Newbridge. Newbridge is going to inspire a performance out of them. And in fairness, they weren't actually that far. I know Tommy was at the game behind Kildare that day. I remember watching it in studio. The Highland goal really was the difference maker when it came to the fixture itself. And like, we could be... potentially, we might actually overwrite Dublin's demise a little bit here. That there is going to be a week when it will click, Adrian. And it could well be this time around. Like, if Tyrone play like they did in the first half against Kildare and Dublin raise their level by a few percent, we're talking about this game being very tight this weekend. I can't go by the evidence that Dublin are just going to flick a switch, though, and actually come back to form straight away. It could still be a few more games and a couple of players coming back before they actually get back to that level again.
One thing on this, the goals are a massive factor. They should have had three goals against Kildare. Like, there were nearly three freaks that the Kildare lads stopped those goals. There were three goal line chances. They should have had one. So that's one to keep an eye on this weekend.
Down Offaly, we'll just rattle through this one. What way are we going? Down across the board, and it'll be tight. I think these last two are definitely going to be tight. And Meath Cork. Will. We're all gone Meath, and Will is...
Adrian, it's worth watching out this one. These Division 2 games, we've had draws already. Yeah. And remember that particularly these two games that we're trying to predict in Division 2 are actually relegation four-pointers, where in all likelihood they're going to be incredibly close. Like, on the down Offaly game, Offaly scored 3-10 away from home against Galway last week, a Galway team who've been much vaunted and people have been talking about them going to Division 1. Offaly have gone for a defensive system, but showed a little bit on the counter-attack last week, which maybe wasn't there before. Probably should have beaten Meath, but for a controversial goal late in the game. So it's one of those. I think both of these games are going to be really, really scrappy. I think Down definitely come through against Offaly. It's no surprise we've gone across the board there. But Cork against Meath is going to be so, so close. Like, that's, I think there's value in a draw here, genuinely.
Tommy, last word. Yeah.
I think there's a performance coming out of Meath. They're at home. They've got the Division 2 status on the table here. It's massive. I think there's going to be something coming out of Meath. I just think the home factor is so big when it comes to the league. I think Will is right. It's going to be very tight. And Meath, I take a draw. But I think there's going to be a win coming out of Meath this weekend.
Take a draw. Right. That's it for the quick picks.
I absolutely adore them, lads. I have unbelievable time for them, but they're a great bunch, but it's not acceptable.